Welcome to Coupled, a relationship and marriage podcast with Okezie and Chineze, where the help couples see each other through the lens of God. Be blessed. Hello, hello.
Hi.
You're welcome back to another episode of Coupled. I'm Nez, and with me here is...
Always Kaz.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you. We're continuing our series today on honor in marriage, and we hope the last episode was really helpful, especially to our men and even to the women as well. So we hope that you're even though you felt dishonored before, as your husbands begin to make adjustments and, you know, take baby steps to start to show that honor, that you don't throw it off, or you don't make light of what they're trying to do, and that your heart is receptive, so that we can all, you know, keep growing and enjoying this beautiful union that God has given to us.
You know, like we always say, marriages, even though they may be made in heaven, they are worked out on the earth. They are worked out on earth. And this issue of honor is so strong in my heart, because it's the key to receiving from God. One of the things I'm coming out of life to learn, no man is an island. And God sends different people, different sets of people into our lives, relationships, bosses, your pastor, and more importantly, your spouse. And He puts His wisdom in them. What will save your life? What will change you? He plants it in them. And when He places it in them, the only way you can receive what God is going to give you through them, because God will not give it to you directly, the only way you can receive those things from them is by learning to honor them, value them, and esteem them. When you begin to do that, it naturally flows.
Yeah.
What God has placed in them will ordinarily flow. You know, I remember the story about Jesus when He went back to His hometown in Nazareth, and He came and was telling them of the mighty works that He had done in other places. And they stood back and said, come.
They're not the carpenter.
Who is this? Is this not the carpenter?
Exactly.
His brothers and sisters are here with us.
We know Him.
What's He coming to do? And yeah. Bible says that Jesus could there do no mighty work. It's not that Jesus refused to do a mighty work. No.
It's just that
His hands were tied. Their dishonor shut down the flow of mighty works. Bible says the only thing He could do was to heal a few sick people. You know, that was in terms of quantity, and in terms of quality of mighty work, it was just minimal. And Jesus said something critical there. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, but only in his household, in his community, and in his family. And I really don't know why that thing works that way. Probably it's a see finish mentality. And you know, when we bring it into the place of marriage, when you've stayed with somebody for 10 years, you've seen him wear boxers, you've seen the flaps here and there, you see all sorts of you, and then you see your wife, you see the breast sag, she's no longer the cutie and that you used to turn your head then. You know, if we're focused on just the physical expressions or the physical appearance, you would maybe lose taste. And that see finish thing shuts down a lot of things. That see finish thing begins from your heart, and ordinarily you just begin to discount her. That's why a lot of men begin to go after the 25-year-olds, because they feel that that's where the life is. But you see, life is just beyond the physicals. It's beyond the sex. It's beyond her hips. It's beyond her lips. Like, and it's beyond her fingertips. I like that expression a lot. So I mean, it's beyond all those things. You must look deep into her soul, you must look deep into her spirit, because that's what will nourish you to old age.
Yeah, very true. And today we just want to look on the flip side, just like what he has talked about, honoring the husband from the wife's perspective. I know, yes, it's a lot of, you know, like he said, sometimes we get too familiar, because you're just thinking, I've been married to you for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever time you think you've been married for. And then so you think, well, what else is there to know? But you know, your husband could be wearing different hats at different times. And I know that there were times, specifically the Holy Spirit was talking to me about honor and saying, yeah, you're doing great, you're doing all this great stuff, you're trying to ensure there's peace, you're trying to grow and all of that, but I'm not really sure that you're fully like honoring this man the way I want you to honor him. And for me, that felt like, okay, so how else do I honor him? And then it just started to make me feel like your husband could be wearing a heart of a pastor if you're married to someone who's in the ministry, or could be wearing the heart of some boss somewhere, or the owner of a business, whatever hat he wears. Sometimes don't get too familiar, because you could say, oh, he's my husband. Yeah, he may be a pastor, but he's my husband. And you could shut the flow of, you know, receiving whatever it is God might be, you know, depositing in him for you. Sometimes some women, funny enough, would rather go to their pastors to pray for them. Meanwhile, their husband is a pastor. I don't know if you see what I mean.
Oh, sure.
And he could pray for you, you know. So you just don't want to, you know, lose sight of what is important. And this is also part of why I think marriages begin to die in the eyes of the couple, and just because they begin to lose sight of this honor thing. So imagine if every day I was looking for better ways to show honor to you, right? It kind of spices and jazzes up the marriage.
Oh, sure.
Because the husband notices what you're doing. And then, trust me, if everybody likes to be praised, right? Imagine I wake up and then I'm hailing you, sending you messages that make you just feel like you're the best, nothing can compare to you. It kind of boosts confidence as well. So today we're just addressing that whole wives honoring their husbands. And I think, yeah, our anchor scripture for today is Ephesians chapter 5, I think the last verse.
Yeah, verse 33.
And that really, really like expatiates on what it is. For women, if you're thinking, how do I even honor this man? Just go there, read it in maybe different translations of the Bible, and you will get a full picture. And then try to see, oh, where am I at? Well, measure your own level of honor. So, baby,
okay, I think it's better I just read Ephesians 5:33. I'll read it from two translations because of time. So the first place is the King James Version. Ephesians 5:33 says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself." That's for men, but let's leave that. And then the other one is very short expression, but it's loaded. It says, "And the wife, see that she reverence her husband." There are two words that stand out to me there. See, that means make sure. Let me give you an example.
So it's like an intentional act.
It's an intentional thing. Like when you are stepping out and you tell the nanny, "Please see that you boil the rice." Mm-hmm. In other words, it's make sure. Check and recheck. So it's something that you need to keep doing a checkup from the neck up. I borrow from Zig Ziglar. You need to do a checkup from the neck up. Just keep checking. Oh, am I reverencing? Let the wife see that she reverence. Because sometimes it could escape memory. See finish can come into the matter. But you need to step back and see that you reverence. Then the second expression, word there is reverence. Reverence. It's from reverence you get the word reverend. You think of a reverend gentleman, a reverend of the Anglican Communion, a reverend in the Methodist Church. Reverend. Reverend is somebody that when you enter, you revere. I think the Amplified will help us put this in better perspective. I like reading this. It says, I read from the Amplified now, verse 33 of Ephesians chapter 5. "However, let each man of you, without exception, love his wife as being in a sense his very own self." Then look at the next one for women. "Let the wife see," we see that word "see" again, "that she respects and reverences her husband." Then in parentheses, this is what it says, "that she notices him,"
mm-hmm.
"Regards him,"
mm-hmm.
oh, the same, "honors him,"
mm-hmm.
"prefers him,"
exactly.
"venerates him," and "esteems him," and "that she defers to him," "praises him," "loves him," "admires him exceedingly."
Like,
wow.
The type that, babes, you know what you be saying, tell someone,
get woko.
Your head should not swell, though. Don't let your, literally, you have to make his head swell. Like,
I mean, this is God's word. I didn't say it. so that nobody would accuse me of trying to be, you know, I have a bias towards a certain gender. Oh, babes, man, I feel good about this. It says this. So when you go back as a woman, how do you honor your husband? Your work is already done for you. God has told you how you notice him.
Mm-hmm.
So babes, you look good today.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness, step on it. Please, 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 I'll be sending policemen to watch you at work today. Mm-hmm. Let's be sure that no other girl is eyeing you. What have you done? You're honoring him. You're noticing him. The next thing, she regards him. Ah, my husband is calling me. I need to talk to him now. Please, I'm dropping this call. I need to call. Maybe on the phone and somebody, and your husband's call. You regard him. And I'm not saying, I mean, in extreme cases, that it's understanding between spouses. So, babes, I was talking to this person and I needed to finish that call. It was important before I call you. So she regards him. And then she honors him. She prefers him. She prefers his company. She's not going to look for other people to hang out with. She gives him that priority. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a life as a woman, please. Let's just bring some balance here. But you know, she prefers him.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not when maybe her friends come, she serves them in, or a male friend comes to visit her, she serves him with the best dish at home. Her husband shows up, she tells the nanny, please just send it to him. Send the food to him. So you see that what she prefers him. She venerates him. She esteems him. She defers to him. So you are not that. I know you've lived your life. You've been very, very independent. But when you defer to somebody, it's to say, you know what? Oh, I have the capacity to do this. Like for some of you that earn more than your spouses, I know you can build a house on your own. But deferring to him is, babe, what do you think? This is what I want to do. That is honor. That is honor. I know society is teaching you so many other things, but please, this is what scripture says. I didn't say it. The Holy Ghost said it through the apostle. And all scripture is inspired by God. She praises him. She loves him. She admires him. Don't talk down on your husband in front of people, in front of guests, in front of his friends. He said, I've told him, leave him alone. He will never hear now. That is dishonor. You're talking down on him in front of his friends. If you need to confront him in private.
So what if we're joking?
If we're joking, I mean, in some, you should know your husband too.
Okay.
Does he enjoy such jokes?
Okay. No, I'm just saying because, you know, sometimes people could be with their friends and they could tease their husband.
Oh yeah, if they tease their husband. Really. There are husbands that take jokes well. And so if you study your husband, you know he takes jokes well, and you know you guys are friends. I mean, you gist about certain things, and you know you can yab him in front of his friends, he can yab you in front of your friends. I mean, it's nothing to worry about, but it's also to just understand the kind of person. There are some men that blow the top when such things happen. Because maybe they are quick at protecting appearances. Just understand him and, you know, defer to him. Make him chief. But as long as it's within the ambit of the Word of God. You cannot put him above God. Remember, God told Eli, why do you honor your sons above me? Now, God was not telling Eli not to honor his sons. He was saying, don't honor them above me. When it comes to God matters, God must still come first. It's very important. That order must be followed. But this is how you honor your spouse. This is how you honor your husband.
Okay, so, because, I mean, this sounds... I'm just picturing the women listening and just being like, you don't mean it. You know, like just saying like,
I will just send you back to Ephesians 5:33, the Amplified Classic version. It's not me, it's the Word. I just took you to the Word and just
But you know, somewhere in my heart, I just think like, God, maybe because he already knows the uniqueness of how the woman is.
Yes.
So on an average, we kind of tend to be, you know, ruled by our emotions, and then we see a lot of things. So maybe that's why it's broken down like this.
Maybe you are a woman, so you understand.
Yeah,
better.
Maybe, you know, it's easy to lose sight and begin to say the wrong things.
But like, let me ask you, you know, most men, when there are marriage quarrels and you hear the man talk, what is the first thing he usually talks about? She doesn't respect me. You know, he said, my wife doesn't respect me. Ask many men, they'll tell you she doesn't respect me. So it's for the woman to sit back and say, what does he even call respect?
Exactly. What does respect mean to him? So maybe respect to him is all these things regarding him, deferring to him. Like you said, sometimes you can actually do some things for yourself, but you just saying, oh babe, what do you think about this shoe? Should I buy it? It's not because you can't go ahead and buy
of
it.
Of course.
But just making him feel like he's part of your life, part of the
awesome.
Part of
awesome.
His, you know, his feeling. And then he goes, oh yeah, I don't buy it. Okay, do you have any reservations about the shoe?
Awesome.
Just in case you really love the shoe.
Awesome.
And then he's like, okay, well, this is what I think. But if you're fine with it, I mean, it's okay. Or, you know, somehow you get to a compromise, right? And everybody is still okay. You can reach some consensus and agreement on that issue.
And I know it's an ideal situation, babes. Because,
yeah,
you know, there are some controlling spouses, some controlling husbands.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, now, that's a special case. And those cases also need to be addressed delicately.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as you will respect him, you should also lovingly confront those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And say you are being controlling in
this
area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I also feel the same way you say men keep saying, oh, my wife is not respecting me. I feel like also there's some men who respect to them is almost like bow down before me, right?
I agree.
Respect to them is like, you know, worship the floor I walk on, which is not, I mean, yeah, throwing some, you know, worship, and which is part of what they've told us, you know. Praise him, admire him, and things like that. All those things are like part of worship, right? But it's just like, I'm just trying to, you know, talk in line with what you're saying. So you also need to know where the
balance should be a balance.
And even for our men. So this is what the Bible says we should do when it's telling us to honor you. So if you're expecting anything outside this, or expecting us to now become totally something else, and sometimes just to feed ego,
yeah.
It might not work, because that's not what the scripture says. So, and she may just be trying the much she knows, and it might never just be enough for you.
And just trust me, I need you to understand this, that in a godly home, God is ruling in that home. And when a man decides to be stupid and not honor his wife, and his wife is responding in obedience to God's word and honoring him, take it or leave it, babes. Judgment comes.
Yeah.
I don't pray for women to be widows, but sometimes God will say, you know what? We need to take this man out. Now, it's not God taking the person out, but what has happened is that the person has stepped out of God's recovery. He has become vulnerable, and Satan can have access to him. It's not God that is taking him out. Sorry. Let me correct that. No, it's just that when you step out of the provisions of God's word,
you
open up yourself and you are vulnerable to Satan. So Satan can attack with sickness, and men die prematurely because they've not, like Eli's sons, they did not honor God's sacrifices. God did not kill them. They just stepped out of the covering and they died prematurely. And their wives were widows.
So it brings me to my next question, even for our viewers, and I'm even thinking about it myself. Sometimes you now begin to wonder, when last did I actually really praise my husband? You know, did I think of something he did great and just be like, wow, you know, just hail him, you know? There's a kind of hailing that even the guy will be like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then even if he's tough, he's trying to form macho and all of that, somewhere in his heart, he's happy, right? You might just realize that his countenance throughout the rest of that day or week is really looking great.
Yeah.
He's more responsive to you and your needs and things like that.
That's how those things work. And you see, you must create, it shouldn't be a one-off thing. Create the culture. Create the culture. And what are the benefits? I'm reminded of a story in 2 Samuel about a good love that went bad. I don't know if you know about
David
and his wife Michal. It was just, it's an interesting love story that if you trace the storyline from 1 Samuel down to 2 Samuel, I mean, it was something interesting, but I don't want to go into those details. There was just something I wanted to read, babes. Would you mind if I just, you know, touch on that? So that women would understand how far-reaching this issue of honor goes. There's something that happens to a woman when she chooses to honor her spouse. There's something that happens to a woman. And that's in 2 Samuel chapter 6. It was talking about when David went to bring back the ark with all of Israel. And Bible says that when David was returning, he was coming back with the ark. From verse 15, I read 2 Samuel 6. It says, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. All the house of Israel. Then look at verse 16. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter. Oh, interesting. Interesting. The Lord did not even call her David's wife. But she was David's wife. But see the expression. She was called Michal, Saul's daughter. Looked through a window. and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And guess what she did? She despised him in her heart. But that's not where I'm going to. There was so much to say here, but because of time. Then look at verse 20. It said, then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, note again, he didn't call him David's wife. He said, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, now, remember she despised him in her heart previously, but now she was speaking out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth to speak. You see, when you begin to talk down on your husband, it's not today. Resentment had been building over time. And that's why when he says, see that you reverence your husband, you need to check your heart. You need to constantly check your heart. Is resentment building up? Are there some things he has done that I did not like that is building up resentment? I go on here. She came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants. And one of the vain fellows shamelessly, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself. It says, and David told her, said unto Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me before your father and before of all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. Then look at verse 23. That's where I really want us to go to. It says, therefore, in other words, therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul. This is the third time he's using that expression, the daughter of Saul. Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child till the day of her death. Therefore means that what I'm going to say next is based on what the premise I've been building up on. So that means Michal's barrenness was because of dishonor. Remember, she despised David in her heart.
Yeah.
And God says, them that honor me, I will honor. And them that despise me, I will lightly esteem. Now, when Michal was despising David, David was her husband. But she despised what David did for the Lord. She despised David's commitment to the Lord. And what the Bible says, it said, therefore, she did not have a child unto the day of her death. If there were doctors in the time of David, I'm sure Michal would have had the best of physicians. And they would go through all the tests and say, madam, nothing is wrong with you. Now, can I just speak to somebody here that may not have conceived? Can you check the honor you have for your husband? Can you sit back and say, you know what? I'm going to take time and reverence my husband. Maybe that's what is holding back the conception. I'm not saying that that's the only reason, but I'm just telling you how dishonor can even cause barrenness. You're looking for the fruit of the womb, but yet you are dishonoring your husband. You may not be able to draw the connection, but I'm helping you to draw the connection from the word. Go back and check it out.
Especially dishonoring him when you were aware that he's the one with the problem.
Mm.
You know, it's easy to...
Yeah.
Say, after all, you know, when you're feeling frustrated...
Awesome.
It's easy awesome. To say, oh, after all, awesome. It's not me, it's him who has
awesome.
The problem.
Awesome. But David was having kids by other women. Where his other wives. And you see, let's just even look at it figuratively. It's not just a physical womb. As a woman, you have a spiritual womb. There are gifts, there are callings that need to be manifest in your life. And if you don't learn to honor your spouse, some things cannot come forth from you. Just like Michal would have given birth to a baby that would have looked like her. There are things that God has placed in you that may not come forth if you continue in the act of dishonoring your husband. There are businesses that will not come forth from you. There are ministries that will not flow from you if you keep on dishonoring your spouse, your husband.
Wow, that's been a whole lot. And I'm thinking this is a good place to allow it sink in, digest, awesome. You know, and so, then everyone go back, think about it, the wives, what ways do you think you are dishonoring your husband? How can you do better? Could that issue you always have just be because you're not just knowing how to show honor to him?
Yeah.
And just imagine that you're doing that and he too is honoring you. Imagine how beautiful the relationship would be. I'm not necessarily waiting for who would do first, but just everyone living out their own part. Him knowing that you might not be, you are to be treated, you know, with so much care and all of that, and he's doing that, placing you above him, his needs, placing your needs above his needs and putting you first, and you are going all out because, you know, you just see all those things and you just know that, oh, this guy is doing a whole lot, he's trying for me, and you're still preferring him even if he's not meeting up the way you want him to meet up, but you're still giving it your best, you're still able to praise him, say thank you. Some of us don't know how to say thank you to our spouses. You think some things they do are routine, they should do them, but sometimes just send a message to say, oh, I thank you today for paying the light bills, paying the house rent, for paying the children's fees, and, you know, just bless your husband.
That is noticing him.
Yeah, just you're noticing what he has done, and you're just saying, oh, I just really am thankful. Thank you that we have a roof over our head. Thank you that there's food on our table. And I know someone is there saying, oh, what of the person who is not putting the roof over my head? I'm the one putting the roof over his head, or putting the food on the table. You can still honor him, you know, in that obedience. You know, God could turn around the situation.
Oh, sure.
Or, I mean, whatever it is that is causing it, if it's something that is like a desecration on his part, the Lord will deal with him accordingly.
Yeah.
But let your own obedience be complete. So I think this is where we'll, you know, wrap it up for today. And maybe you help us bless the wonderful people who would listen to this, who are listening to this, and who will still listen to it.
All right, thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the utterance you've given us for this edition of Coupled. Lord, we are asking that you would teach us to honor. And sometimes, Lord, we walk in dishonor and we don't even know. So, Lord, because we've picked up things from the society, we've picked up things from social media, we've picked up things from the TV and the newspapers and the periodicals, and we have used them as a benchmark. But, Lord, your word stands sure. We ask that you would teach us to honor our spouses. Teach us to honor our wives. Teach us to honor our husbands. Teach the wives to honor their husbands. Teach us, O God, that we might gain and extract and maximize all the blessings that you've planted in them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much. Thank you for honor. Thank you for honoring the marriage institution. In Jesus' name.
So much for staying with
us.
We hope this really blesses you, as we know it would, and till we come on again and, you know, have these beautiful conversations with you. It's Ned and Cares. We love
you. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you for listening to us, and have a lovely rest of the time.
God bless you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.